We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, good morning to all. On this Thursday morning, Joe DeCamera and Mr. John Ritchie. Yeah, brutal end of the Sixers last night, and made ironically more irritating by the good news that, you know, Joel's probably going to play. So, now you start thinking, all right, let's start getting the heart back into it, getting the mojo going a little bit, try to get that sixth seed, avoid 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you get just jobbed by the refs last night at the end. That was brutal. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you what's not brutal. For those of you that are fans of the movies from the 1990s and a certain genre by a certain actor, have you guys heard the very popular movie from the 1990s that there is remake talk of?
So not sequel, remake.
No, excuse me, my fault. Sequel.
Happy Gilmore 2, are you talking about?
Correct.
Yeah, buddy.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler says he is working on a script. Look, he had a
run. How long will that script take?
I don't know. But he had a run that was spectacular, and then he really hasn't done much for a while. Look,
Are you kidding me?
Hustle,
dude. He's done it, but he also makes movies.
With the success that he used.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did you know that he made $20 million more than any other actor in the world last year? Is the highest paid actor in the world?
Give me one movie.
He made $73 million. He made Murder Mystery 2. He makes a lot of movies for Netflix.
He's got a massive deal with them.
Dude, they're all people watch him. I'm telling you, I've seen all of them.
I'm not one of them. John, did you watch?
You're not. Just because of you.
John, did you watch him?
No.
Correct.
Okay, so the two of you. Thank you, Riyadh. The two of you are the perfect examples for what people are doing.
Biggest one he made last year. Give me the biggest one last year.
Well, he made Hustle a couple years ago, whatever it was.
But that's nothing.
And that's huge.
But guys, compared to Happy Gilmore.
Hold up. There is nothing that is. There is nothing that is that anymore. It's not monoculture anymore.
Well, first off, there certainly can be.
Very rare. Top Gun Maverick and Dune 2 are the only two movies.
Are you telling me Adam Sandler is as big a deal in America as he was in 1990?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he is still incredibly successful. You're making it seem like he's disappeared. He is still super successful.
You can be successful, but not as big a deal.
Of course he's not as big a deal, but I'm telling you, the point is he's a way bigger deal than you think he is the point.
Bottom line is Happy Gilmore 2 coming, and which will be great because it was a great movie. I mean, the first one was a great movie, so let's see what and what year it'll be. I don't know. He's in the writing process. It'd be fun to see it. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What has you enthused on the Phils? What has you concerned? Again, for me, concerned, I just go right to the postseason. They're going to make the playoffs. So when I think of concern, I think in terms of what could trip them up there. Short series can trip anybody up. So too could be their bats, which do have a tendency to go cold. And, man, when they go cold, they go ice cold. Let's go to Mike in Horsham. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great, Mike.
Fantastic, pal.
Listen, I'm calling with sincere congratulations on yesterday. 2 points came to mind during this very entertaining radio. I've been a basketball coach for 42 years, and I've coached little Joe DeCameras and grown men. And as you progressed through every round, I had a heartfelt feeling that you were one of my boys.
Oh,
and I just kept pulling and pulling and pulling. And then when it got to the threes, I thought you had it, man.
Hold on. Why, Mike, did you feel like Joe was one of the children that you coached?
Day. Oh, well, because of the stories he's told about, his youth.
Yeah.
I've coached kids who have burned out by 12, you know? So I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But he took his talents, you know, in a different channel.
Mm-hmm.
The other thought I had, this is weird, but I had it at the same time almost after it ended. During the movie Goodfellas, Jimmy takes Henry and Tommy in the back of the bar to tell, that he's made it, that they're going to make him, that he's been accepted. That's how I felt. He's in. You couldn't be expected to beat this guy, but you went to the finals of the WIP fantasy thing.
And then it ended the same way it did for Tommy DeVito.
That's true. That's true. That's good blind.
Yeah, games. Mike. And then he lost.
And then I lost.
Yes.
And by the way, Mike.
Hey,
Mike. And then they changed the rules on us.
There it is. There it is. That's what I was hoping for.
So,
Mike, let me. Seltzer drank the beers against Kelsey. You guys got to get the rules straightened out well before.
You know, a good point. So let me just say this. We had a meeting 2 days ago where the rules were set. What would happen if ties happened and blah, blah, blah. And then we're on the air yesterday. We're just doing the show. Like, we're not able to be the committee people at that point, all right? And then, like, out of nowhere, there is a rule that if you got to go to double OT with the free throw shooting contest, all of a sudden it's not a free throw shooting contest. All of a sudden, you got to heave up a three. Mike, your thoughts?
Totally. I think it should have continued at the foul line.
That's what I'm talking about.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We had a major issue with that, which was our show was over time-wise, and we were up against it.
No, Mike, it's all good, my man. I appreciate your call and support, man. It's good stuff.
I hate to do it. I loathe to do it.
Then don't.
I keep it real. I'm always going to be honest. Yeah. I thought Joe kicked ass yesterday. I thought I was super impressed.
Thank you.
You hit like 5 or 6 shots. with the have to make it or you lose.
I think it was nine.
Whatever it was, with Richie yelling and Conklin yelling. Like, I again, loathe to do this, but I'm not going to lie to the audience. I'm not going to lie to the people. I thought you were awesome yesterday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you did enough.
Oh, boy.
Praising.
I'm done now. That was a one-time thing, and we're good now.
What was that song back in the day, James? You should praise me like you should, or whatever.
Yeah, Fat Boy Slim. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good song.
I'll take a little bit of that today. Look, I lost, but gave it a go. Congratulations, by the way, to Ashley Howard,
well,
who won.
You shot well.
Thanks,
I'll give
man.
You that.
Thank
and
you.
There were some high-pressure shots that you made. That was good. It was as tense as it could possibly
have
gotten.
It was so fun.
Well,
I couldn't believe
it. It was crazy that it just kept going.
Correct.
And going. It felt like the Flyers, up at Madison Square Garden, coming back again and again and again. Joe wasn't that great, but he was a lot better than most people probably expected. He did come in second, which is saying something. Now, I will say, completely inaccurate depiction of true shooting ability when you're only shooting 10 free throws.
Well, but
as compared
and also,
to what we did in the past,
the bracket
but in
helped
the
you.
Of
the
time,
bracket helped, you
well,
know.
Well, the bracket helped in one round, but two of the rounds weren't three of the rounds, three of the four rounds.
No, I'm just talking
easy.
The concept of the bracket rather than just like 50 shots. Like if we just said, all right, go out and shoot 50 shots,
agree.
Pat Carroll would have beat you. Pat Carroll would have beat
well,
you.
Well,
Pat Carroll went 23 for 23 and lost on three pointers.
No.
Like the dude, watching him shoot, like
he
I
was amazing.
I think he could have gone 100 of 100.
He
like
was,
he was unbelievable.
It was something to say.
Yes.
Look, I will acknowledge Pat Carroll. Better free throw shooter than
I acknowledge that. Look at you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Thanks to everyone who came out yesterday and all the celebs that were there and Coaches versus Cancer. I mean, their role was amazing, and everybody who donated, WIP staff that worked for weeks and months to get this thing cranked up, everyone that listened, we really do appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in 1 minute's time, how you can win Phillies tickets to a game happening next week. We'll tell you that in 1 minute.
So how's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Park Sportsbook app? Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of the year. College hoops hysteria plus baseball and golf are back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action. Plus, play all your favorite casino games, too. Bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and so much more. You can make futures bets right now on who wins it all. New users make your first winning $10 sports bet. Get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. The Bet Parks app is the only casino and sports betting app that I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, easy to use. The BetParks.com has the terms and conditions for you. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie on this Thursday morning. You can join us at 215-592-9494. When you do, you can win a pair of tickets to a Phils game up ahead. Of course, the Phils start the season tomorrow, not today, as today's game has been postponed to tomorrow. Opening day tickets for today now apply to tomorrow's game. We have tickets in our back pocket. Matter of fact, we got a bunch of tickets to give away. We've already given away a lot. We'll give away a bunch more as we move toward April 3rd, an afternoon game between the Phillies and the Reds that we're going to head down to at the ballpark after our show, April 3rd. You can all hang with us. You got to win the tickets to get them. Or, of course, you can also purchase tickets at Phillies.com. Here's the deal. John, we got to give it a big old – well, he's not listening, so we don't really have to tell Raphael a happy birthday. But that dude, that painter guy, artiste.
Definitively not listening.
Not listening. But that artiste guy, Raphael, from the Middle Ages or the Renaissance, whatever you'd call it, 1483, Raphael was born. And then, you know, 30 or so years ago, 40 years ago, whatever it was, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles took all these famous painters, Michelangelo, Raphael, and they put them into popular culture with their names being used in the TV show. Here's the deal. Today, as you call in to give us whatever you got on the Phils, the Sixers, the Flyers, and Eagles, also give us an answer to this question. A reference to something in modern times that is something from the way back times. Classical era, Renaissance, Reformation, the ancient era, the Romans, the Greeks. I mean, maybe we're thinking in pre-1900, I don't know, Civil War era, Revolutionary War era. Like, it could be from a movie, a show, a book. Like, I'll give you an example. I'll just take the month of July. I mean, every 12 months, we come around to July, which is absolutely something from old times because that was Julius Caesar and the creation of the month of July. Give us a great answer here at 215-592-9494. Maybe you're thinking Indiana Jones and the Ark of the Covenant. John Ritchie, what are you thinking of in terms of something from the way back, highlighted in some way, shape, or form in modern times? Best answer wins the Phillies tickets. What do you got, John?
You know, there was a band called The Darkness back, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. Do you remember that song? I believe anything gonna love. Remember that song?
Please don't ever do that again.
That was pretty good.
There were some dogs out there not happy.
That hurt my ears.
To do it the way he did it. Because this guy, Justin Hawkins, was classically trained. He was a classically trained vocalist. He was a classically trained guitarist. And he's up there rocking as the lead singer and lead guitarist for The Darkness, this band.
All right.
And I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where they went. They're not
nor do I.
Putting new stuff out.
Nor do I. All right, give us big answers for the Phillies tickets. James, what do you got? A reference to something old in modern times.
Shout out to one of the first movies my daughter watched all the way through, Beethoven.
Yeah, ooh. That's right. That's right, Beethoven. Rhea, what do you got here today?
Monty Python, Life of Brian.
Well,
guy who's born next door to Jesus in the next stable over and keeps getting confused for the
Always
Messiah.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Yes.
Look, there's going to be a lot of great answers. Speaking of answers, by the way, you can answer today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin, available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's question, are you starting to get excited for the 76ers? Knowing that Embiid will likely play again this season? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to the phones. Again, concerns, reasons for optimism for the Phils. Where do you stand on that? The Eagles, 4 weeks of the draft, a lot going on here, including the Flyers with a big game tonight. I believe it's 8 or 9 games left, so they really got to zone in here for these final games to try to get enough points to make the playoffs. Currently in a playoff spot, but still, by a fairly thin margin. They still got work to do. Let's get to Steve in Willow Grove. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Rhea.
Morning.
Hey, before we get started, just want to wish everybody a happy holiday and, you know, enjoy. Hopefully, Easter Bunny delivers.
Thank you.
But, hey, Joe, before we get started, I got to go back to Monday. And the question of the day on Monday was, what's underrated? And I had the winning answer. I know I had the winning answer. And everybody poo-pooed me. And I went with the Hammers on the rating.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
And we proved it yesterday, champ.
Well, not champ. What would I be like?
He got second.
Steve, here's how I feel. I feel like the kids from the bit.
John, how was his shoulder, John? He was in pain. He was an injury. I do have what might be an injury.
I'll admit that. Steve, I felt a lot like the kids in the Bad News Bears. Like, close but no cigar, you know? Which is the opposite of Bill Clinton, which is close with a cigar.
Wow.
Closer
a lot of
than
cigars
close.
What I've heard. A lot of cigars.
I'm just kidding. All right, Steve, what do you got here on the Philly sports scene?
Well, I'm upset because the manager says we're okay and everything's going to stay the same, and I got to win them 88 games. That's where I'm with them right now.
Why less than last year? I'm just curious. Why do you say that?
Because Taiwan Walker's on the injury list now. We're not going to get his 16 wins, right? Instead of getting Montgomery for $25 million.
Well, we don't know Taiwan will be out that long. We'll see. We'll see.
Come on.
Look, I think that, I think the bigger part is how good is he even when he pitches anyway.
But listen, on another note, John, the Sixers suck, okay? I said it the other day. Last night they were up by 14. They should have buried these guys. They should have. And Leonard comes back in the fourth quarter and rips our heart out, and we let him do it.
The officials gave him some help. That was atrocious.
The officials were calling the game for the Sixers.
Yeah, but Steve, those 3-point plays were a joke, man. Were a joke.
Listen, we were up by 14, Joe. Come on.
I know, but you know what? What'd you expect? Honest to God, Steve, let me tell you something. I had a conversation with someone after our show yesterday. I said, let me tell you what's going to happen tonight. This is how wrong I was. I said, number one, James Harden's going to get lustily booed in the beginning. Number two, the boos of Harden will taper off as the game goes on. And number three, the Sixers are going to lose by 20 points. I mean, point three, I was as wrong as wrong could be. I mean,
they showed up.
Yeah, and I mean, Steve.
And they continue to show up.
I texted my buddy at halftime, and I said, now watch the Leonard show.
I understand. There's something to be said for the Clippers started trying. I know. Steve, give me an answer. A reference to something classical in now modern times.
And Joe, once again, I have to thank you for helping me with this answer.
Okay.
I know it's a winning answer, but I might get poo-pooed again.
Okay.
But I'm going the Caesar salad.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Oh.
That's a really good answer.
Excellent.
It's a better answer than the Caesar haircut.
But isn't the Caesar salad not for Julius Caesar? Didn't we...
I don't know that.
I think the Caesar salad might be named after someone other than Julius.
Seems hard. Well, it might be a different Caesar.
I think it's more real. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I would find it hard.
That was a fact.
It's for something else?
Yeah.
He's right.
What's it off of?
It's for a chef. Italian chef.
I thought
chef.
So. Yeah. Because this has come up.
But hold on. Here's my contention. Because I appreciate the praise Steve gave me for the free throw shooting contest. Now I got to stick up for him. That chef... named by his parents after the great Julius Caesar.
Okay.
So
how
there's,
do you know?
It actually is. We don't know about that.
Ways,
I'm assuming it is.
Ways to get there, John Ritchie. 215. I mean, what are the chances that guy's named Caesar if Caesar's not, you know, Caesar? Just saying.
The best is he was an Italian chef who owned a restaurant in Tijuana, Mexico.
Yeah.
Because his parents moved there.
An Italian immigrant to the New World. All righty. 215-592-9494. Give us great answers. A reference to something old in modern times. What do you got? Best answer wins the tickets. Judd Cameron, John Ritchie, Ruben Amaro. He joins us next. A deep dive in the fields with Ruben and everything going on in Philly sports on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.